Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm excited to have you join me for this week's show. Well, my motivational quote is one of my all-time favorites, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he says, successful people make money. It's not that people who make money become successful, but successful people attract money. They bring success to what they do. So my question for you guys, are you happy with your job or your career at this point in time? If you are, that's great. If you're not, I did some research for this introduction, and I found a Gallup poll from 2013, and just wait for these staggering statistics. 70% of Americans that were surveyed during the survey either, and I'm using hand quotes right now, either hated their job or felt totally disengaged. So 70% of us go to work every day and hate every minute. How sad is that? So, and it's actually disturbing as well. Well, the survey went on to say that of the 150,000 people surveyed, that they actually said they had the boss from hell. Again, how sad is that as a commentary? Well, what if there was a better way or a better option for you? Would you be interested in hearing what that alternative is to these working blues that we hear so much about? What does school funding and being a franchise owner have in common? I hope I've intrigued you. And do you like the sound of being engaged and actually passionate about your work? Well, today you're in store for an actual amazing story and opportunity for creating a career filled with passion, excitement, and a way to give back to our local schools. Get ready as my guest, Matt Miller, shares his story of how he decided to take that leap of faith, opening a vending machine business with results that I think are beyond outstanding. Matt started his career as an Air Force pilot and an advertising executive. And in 2007, he started his franchise company called School Spirit Vending, which has raised over $4 million for education since its inception. SSV provides a proven and profitable business system for professionals looking to develop secondary income streams or to make it their primary income stream. Matt is also the author of his free giveaway ebook called Live Your Dreams, The Top 10 Reasons Why You Need to Own a Vending Business. So, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Hey, Connie, thanks for having me on. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, same here. And your topic is intriguing because, you know, going from an Air Force pilot then to an advertising executive and to doing something where you get to give back every day and actually make a living at it, I think is just amazing. And it's passionate, right? Other than this disengagement that the Gallup poll that I spoke about, you know, said 70% are disengaged. So it's a cool story.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun to get up every day and do what we do. You know, there's the fundraising aspect of it, obviously, that you've already mentioned. But as we continue to grow and have access to more resources, et cetera, what my real passion lies is in providing as much value for the kids that are our customers as we possibly can. I started a comic book company here about 3.5 years ago, and in the process, we provide comic book content for kids in our schools and give many comic books away in association with our vending machines. We've recently launched another podcast with a good friend of mine called Inspire a Kid at inspireakid.com. And we're in the process of telling stories of inspiring people or kids that are inspiring and are going to begin this year using that content in our schools. So the goal here is to continue to give more and more and more value as time goes on. And the bigger success we have as a company, the more opportunity that we have to do that.
You know what's kind of cool about what we're talking about today? When my kids were young, now they're both in college, but when they were little, this one teacher, he in second grade, my kids were both fortunate to have him. His name is Mike Braun. Hey, Mike. And he was amazing, where he really wanted the kids to be inspired to take their writing seriously and to help them become better writers, right? So because he knew I had my own business and I had a flexible schedule, every Monday I would go in, and for that 40-minute period, he would do a writing workshop for the kids. And then we would edit and you know, help them with their grammar and stuff like that. And one day he and I were talking, and I said, I love coming for that 40 minutes. It's like the highlight of my week. I love what I do, but it was the highlight of my week, because when you're around kids, Matt, they don't have an agenda. They're just them. They're just what you see is what you get. And it was inspiring and refreshing for me, obviously as a parent, to see my kid in a classroom environment. But to just see these kids open up for the thirst of knowledge was just a beautiful thing. So that you get to be around kids every day, like, wow, that's just amazing.
You know, it's funny, every time we walk into school, it's like, sticker man, you know, or sticker woman, you know, depending on who it is on the team. It's funny, they always have joy and excitement in their voice. They're always curious about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And it's just fun. We hope in the next year to start teaching entrepreneurship, with our program being the foundation for that as well in a bunch of our schools, and kind of provide some content kind of behind the scenes with Sticker Man and Sticker Woman, so that the machine and what we do becomes a lot more than just that vending machine. It comes to life for them, and it allows them to understand better why we're there, what we do, how we do it, and hopefully inspire some of them along the way.
Now, I want you to tell everybody how your program works. And as you speak about that, tell me what the receptivity you've received from the schools. The kids are excited, which isn't that what we want our kids to be, excited and passionate about things, especially from a teaching standpoint, right? Things that they can learn. But how has the response been from the schools as well? But tell everybody how your program works in light of that.
So we provide custom spirit stickers for schools with their mascots and their colors and all that. We place a sticker machine in the school at no cost to them. We vend those custom stickers out of a customized machine, and it ends up being a passive fundraiser for the school that doesn't require any volunteers, and it ends up being a passive income stream for our franchise families around the country. Every area is different, but what we have found as far as the schools is nothing exists like what we do out there except for us. So if we go into a new area, initially there's a little skepticism, and there's a paradigm shift that has to occur and some education that goes along with that. Once that happens, though, people get excited because of, you know, the fact that they're not being asked to do anything in support of what we do. We come in, do all the work. They just have to write cash a check. And in the process, you know, we've raised over $5 million in the last decade selling stickers, doing what we do. So it's been really fun to see that paradigm shift. We started here in Texas, so people here know who we are, what we do. And the plan is, in the not too distant future, that every school around the country has our program, much like, you know, desks and pencil machines and, you know, books that the kids are studying out of and working out of. And it just becomes a regular part of every school across America.
And how fun. Here's the thing. It's like you said, it's passive revenue stream for the schools as well. But the cool thing is, think about when you were back in school. I'm thinking, you know, my day, KISS was the big band, right? And I remember all of us, you know, you'd cover your textbooks with the brown paper. Do you remember that? You might be too young. But we would cover our textbooks, and on the front, we would draw the KISS emblem or, yeah, you know, whatever stickers you could get your hands on. So how much fun that they could get a plain, you know, the black and white marble composition book, and kids can, you know, decorate it with their school spirit, you know, their mascots or whatever it is, and cool slogans that their teams might say, you know, and stuff like that. So how much fun is it for the kids? And it drives, I think, the school spirit as well, which I think is exciting for the kids to be part of. It makes you part of something bigger than yourself. And I think that's a good thing to learn when you're young, right? It's not all about you, and that we really are part of a bigger whole, you know, whether it's a family or a school or a company, whatever it might be. How did you actually get started with fundraising? Because I know you're a dad as well.
You know, it's kind of ironic. I was an Air Force pilot, like you mentioned, worked in the advertising industry for about a decade, and along the way got discouraged with the corporate world and the decisions that were made that had huge impacts on people's lives and normally not in a positive way. And so I was looking to do some other things. And I started originally with just a gumball machine business, with gumball and candy machines. And over time grew that in the Houston area where we lived at that point, and saw the value in a quarter and saw the value in a machine that did all the work without me having to be there. Well, 07 and 08 hit, the market tanked. And I had to figure out what I was going to do for the next step. And that's where the inspiration came for SSV and what we do, was loving vending, excited about it. But the market turned and an opportunity came along with it when some kids came knocking on my door selling stuff for the local school fundraiser. So it's been an exciting journey. It's fun to see this thing continue to morph and change as time goes on. And our goal is to be, like I said, to be so much more than just a sticker machine. And we're getting to the point where we have the ability to do that, with, you know, millions of kids having access to our machine on a daily basis around the country today.
When those kids knocked on your door, was there divine inspiration for you? Like, did all of a sudden you go, ta-da, like, I need to do something with fundraising? Like, how did you go from the gumballs to kind of the 07-08 crash to kids knocking on your door to a vending machine? You know where I'm going with that?
Right. Well, because the market crashed, our revenues plummeted, and I was searching for a way to stabilize that because I was excited about building a business that I could eventually walk away from my full-time career with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's different types of vending out there, and there is charity vending that exists, you know, all over the place, in and out of local restaurants and all that. So what we essentially did is turned the school into the charity. And in the process, provided huge value for them, with the goal of course, getting some kids off the street, because those kids came to a stranger's door at my house, you know, raising money for the local school. So it wasn't intentional. It just, success is where opportunity and preparedness meet. And I had spent a lot of time not realizing it, but preparing with my knowledge of vending over the previous 3 or 4 years. And the opportunity arose with those kids coming by. I had also figured out how to print stickers myself in the interim, because a lot of the stickers that were available in the marketplace at the time had more adult themes. And I was trying to provide more kid-friendly stuff in my machines. So a good buddy of mine by the name of Jeff Smith, he does a comic strip called Prayer Pups. Jeff and I made a Prayer Pups series of stickers that we tested in my machines. And so figuring out how to print stickers and doing it on my own, coupled with those kids coming by, was that lightning bolt moment. And it just made sense to jump in and work with the schools to help them raise money after those two things occurred.
And, you know, it's funny. It's a great story, first of all. That's why I wanted you to kind of reiterate it from the first show that you and I had done several months ago, because it's just a great story that we often think that in order to make a living or to make a nice living, right, to have money coming into household to pay bills, pay for kids' educations, all of that, that thought of giving back can't be a component of that, because how could you make money? And here, being a dad, right, a parent, plus having that background, the divine intervention, I'm going to say divine intervention, but that light bulb, that opportunity, we all seek these opportunities. And I hope people listening, maybe this is the opportunity they're looking for, right? We don't know. But I think opportunity can be anything. It doesn't have to be this whole new invention. You kind of took what was already out there and just made it even better, safer, and a more consistent revenue stream for the schools, for your local schools, which I think is just amazing.
Too many people try to figure out the next category instead of just trying to improve on something that's already there. And I'm not smart enough to figure out something brand new and then to see it through. But I am smart enough and have done it in multiple occasions to come into an industry like vending or like fundraising or now like franchising or even podcasting as a podcaster, and to look at the industry from an outsider's perspective and change things to fit my needs or my personality. And because I haven't been steeped in that industry for an extended period of time, I'm not restricted by the thought process that those in the industry are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is vending. This is kind of cool, but the kids are all in school. So why aren't we doing it in school?
Right. That's right.
Then I don't have to worry about mom and dad taking them to see my machines at a local restaurant. They see them every day because they've got to be in school. So it was just a simple shift, but it's made all the difference. And, you know, I don't know why this bonehead former Air Force pilot figured this thing out, but we've been blessed, and you know, we're helping thousands of schools across the country, every single day. Yeah. Raise some of that money.
Yeah, and this is all outside of budget, right? Because it costs the schools absolutely nothing.
Right.
And really, it's just the upside for the schools and, of course, the upside for you as the business owner. But what a win. And I think that's what makes it so successful, Matt. Also, whenever you have a win-win situation on such a huge scale, how could it fail? Because everybody's winning from all directions, right? And a sticker. It's not like you're asking these kids to spend $50 and 5%, you know, goes to the school. So, and for the parents to spend the $50, right? And for a percentage to go to the school. So it's an inexpensive way for the kids to be involved and that the parents could support it and ultimately support the school. So it's just a win-win all the way around. Let's take a really, really quick break, Matt. And then when we come back, I know you mentioned your uniqueness in the marketplace. I'm curious how, like you said, the schools that aren't aware or it's new to them, how you've shifted their paradigm of thinking, especially because you're unique in the marketplace. So what does that uphill battle look like or not look like? But let's take a break first.
It's a shame when you're feeling stuck in your business and you feel like you have nowhere to turn. It's a shame when you slog through long days in your business and you don't get any return. It's a shame when you feel like you can't see the forest for the trees and your business brings you to your knees. Einstein said repeating the same actions over and over won't produce different results. So stop feeling ashamed. Your business and you deserve better. Change that shame into righteous fame. Connie Whitman can tame that shame. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates will help you to discover your new path, and nothing will ever be the same. Connie's tried and true one-on-one coaching sessions will tame that shame, so you and your business will not continue in vain. Call Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates today at 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email Connie at WhitmanAssociates.com. Call Connie. Turn that shame into your game.
We are back. We are speaking with Matt Miller, and we're talking about really School Spirit Vending is the name of the company or the franchise, but we're really talking about having a business and giving back at the same exact time. So you mentioned before that you are unique in this vending business and that schools, you know, like if I went into my school and they said, I don't know what you're talking about. How hard is it to shift that paradigm of thinking for people who are thinking maybe of doing this franchise?
You know, it depends. Everybody is wired differently. And Connie, you see that in what you do every day. So do I. And so you're not going to change certain people's minds no matter what you do.
Yep.
But their peers have a chance to change their mind. And so what we do is we go into an area, we look for early adopters. We pretty much wallpaper the marketplace, marketing, and a variety of different vehicles to do so. And we find the people that this just what makes way too much sense for them. We get them started, and then from there we can leverage their testimonial, their referrals, and their story with others who are not that will never be that one that's the first to do anything,
sure. Mm-hmm.
But will be happy to follow along after somebody else has already led down a path. And so, you know, their help coupled with, you know, a consistent and persistent marketing effort using traditional and you know, technology tools to do so is how we accomplish our success. You know, I also let our franchisees know, guys, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, if passive income was easy, if you want to make it, does it make sense? There may take a little bit of work on the front end, but once that work is done, that you reap the benefits for years to come. And so I don't apologize. You know, this business does take work, just like any business.
Absolutely.
The beauty is, though, that it's it can fit into the cracks of people's lives. I started this thing about 2 days a month, putting this thing together because I had a full-time career and family, et cetera. And so people can do it on a very limited time commitment. But over time and consistent effort, that little part-time deal can amount to a pretty significant deal still on a part-time basis. So it has huge value for our franchisees because they don't have to stop what they're doing. They keep working. They keep pursuing their career, et cetera, either temporarily or you know, for the rest of their life if they want. But they've got this little thing over on the side that continues to grow and grow and grow that over time can be bigger than their full-time thing by a pretty wide margin if they want it to be. And then they have options. You know, we've got one couple on our team that's been with us for 6 or 7 years. He works in the insurance industry. She's a teacher. They have no desire to stop what they're doing, but they've put together a business that has allowed them to go on European trips just about every year for the last few years. They paid for their daughter's college with it. They just paid for their daughter's wedding with it. And they couldn't have done that without, you know, probably going into debt or whatever before. But because they are franchisees and do this on the side, it's afforded them a lot of opportunities to do other things that they couldn't have done before.
And, you know, Matt, I go back to my, you know, the survey, the Gallup polls, the 70% of people are disengaged and hate their job. So to start something, and I'm glad you told everybody that you really started this 2 days a month because you had kids, you had a family, you had a full-time job, you had bills, right? Mortgage and all these things that you had to pay. You had to put food on the table. Kids had sports, right? Because we know that the kids take up our lives, our time on the weekends.
Yep.
So here's just allocating that 2 days a month, you know, even if that's a couple of hours each weekend, you were able to create something and then shift into it full time. But then that's a great story with the couple, the insurance gentleman and the teacher, that this has provided for all those beautiful little extras without debt, without stress, doing something they love, giving back, and being able to share things with their families. So no matter what you're looking for. And as you were speaking, you know what I thought of, Matt? This would be a really cool thing for the baby boomers who are retiring, right, in their 60s and still have, you know, how much golf can you do, and how much sitting on a beach can you do?
Right.
So this can be such a cool thing to do on the side. And I think when, as we age, I love being around kids because I think it keeps us young in our energy field as well. So for these baby boomers, what a great passive income that could come in with little effort, especially because they have so much free time, you know, after retirement. So
no doubt.
Yeah, the market is wide open, I would think, for all age groups.
Yeah, we've got folks that are teenagers that have franchises all the way up to folks in their 70s and anywhere in between. And it's fun. It makes for some really cool events when we all get together. And we're just one big family. And it's really, really neat to be a part of it and to have seen that all grow over the last decade.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. And you know, the other amazing thing, because I was very active in the schools, you know, sat on, you know, board member, all of those things. And you're constantly thinking of fundraiser ideas that people will want to participate in. So this isn't saying, oh, this is it, eliminate everything else. Because I remember, like, we did wrapping paper was one of them with Yankee Candles, I think, right? So,
right.
And then that didn't get a lot of traction. So we stopped doing that and we went to, I don't know, chocolates or whatever it was, Gertrude Hawks or something. So this isn't like, okay, eliminate those and eliminate the local restaurants where we want to support them and they give us a percentage. This is in addition to, without any effort really on the school or the PTO or the PTAs having to do anything except get the benefit for the kids.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Connie, because I started a podcast myself 2 years ago. It's called School Zone School Fundraising Ideas Podcast. And I interview all of the companies around the country in our space and are providing the schools in the U.S. a resource that they can utilize to find the absolute best fit for the fundraising that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many really cool companies out there that are doing things that a lot of the country is just not aware of, because most of the promotion is done at trade shows, at PTA or PTO events or whatever. And most of the companies, you know, only have so much time and so much budget, so they limit themselves to maybe a trade show at one state or two states, mm-hmm. you know, in and around where they are. So, but they've got the ability to do business everywhere. So most schools have no clue really what's out there. And I love being able to take a deep dive with those companies so that people get to know what makes them tick and why they do what they do, just like we're doing right now, and give folks the opportunity to learn a lot more and to open their eyes and their world up to a lot of other stuff out there. A lot of people would think that's just crazy. You're a fundraising company and here you are promoting on your show other fundraising companies. Well, guess what? There's plenty of room for all of us, number
Absolutely.
One. Number two, like you said, we're a supplement, so we don't really compete directly with any of them. And the trust that we're garnering by providing this content, you know, we can influence the direction in a lot of schools to some really, really cool stuff that we have nothing to do with except for have heard about them and learned about them, to make sure that they're doing an even better job raising the money that they can, working with companies that have values that align with them in the school, with programs that maybe more closely align with their values than just the same old thing they've always done because they didn't know any different. So it's been really fun to be a part of that as well. And develop relationships with a bunch of really cool and innovative folks, you know, in my space.
You know what's amazing about that is the cross-pollination, that they have schools that would be an awesome fit for you or local people in a community, right? That would be a great fit for you. Right. Doesn't cost them anything to do the introduction, and vice versa. You're cross-pollinating where you're in schools. And I would think, Matt, you probably develop really tight relationships with the PTAs, the principals, the superintendents of the different townships that you're a part of, so that if you recommend it, say, and I know you guys are always doing fundraising, here's a really cool one, you know, limited, they give you a lot back, limited effort on your part. So again, this, and it, you don't get anything from it other than seeing and reinforcing the schools that you're already in and that you care. I mean, we do care. Right. The people that we do business with, I know you're the same way as me. I care about my clients. I want them to thrive and flourish. You know, everybody wins, again, when you have that win-win environment. How can schools get in contact with you? And I think on the flip side, there might be some folks listening, because I have teachers that listen as well. So they might be saying, oh, this is so cool. And then people who might be interested in doing the franchise, what does that look like, Matt? How can they get to you?
As far as the schools, they can just go to schoolspiritvending.com. That's our school-facing website. It gives a lot of the basics about what we do and how we do it. There's a form there that they can fill out, and we'll get them in contact with a person in their area that's a member of our team that can help them out with our program. As far as the franchise side of things, folks can go to ssvbusiness.com. And that ebook you mentioned at the beginning, Live Your Dreams, the top 10 reasons why you need to own a vending business, they can go to ssvbusiness.com/AOFC and download that for free. And we can begin a dialogue if they like to chat more about what we do and how we do it and see if it might be a fit for them.
And you're growing beyond the stickers. You're also, you mentioned the comic books. So I know that you're trying to make that all part of the SSV family, correct?
Correct. Our goal here in the next year, Connie, is we're going to start doing, you know, readings in schools. We're going to start putting on clinics with parents and kids, talking about reading, writing, and art and entrepreneurship. And start holding events in schools around the country. It'll give us an opportunity to go even deeper in relationship with the schools, provide even more value for the next generation and those kids that are our customers, and inspiration hopefully as well. And, you know, help us promote the Marlin and Percy platform as well. We got a chance here back in January, I think, to go to a couple of schools in Fort Collins, Colorado. There's a middle school there called Preston Middle School, and they asked us to come. We have produced two full-length children's novels as well, like chapter books, a couple hundred pages long. We're about ready to finish up number three as well. But anyway, they asked us to be part of what they call the Preston Reads program. Hmm. And they have kids in the middle school. They pick a book every year. Kids volunteer to be a part of the program with their parents. Mom and dad and the kids read it together. And then the author or authors come in and do a symposium one night. And so myself and then our writer and artist all came in, did that event. The kids and the parents and the teachers were just ecstatic. We went by a couple elementary schools the next day and just read one of our comics to them and then answered questions and talked about art and writing and reading. And the teachers pulled us aside, I can't count how many, and said, "This was so incredible. I saw the light bulbs come on in the eyes of some of my students that I've never seen that happen with them before." Because instead of the traditional way of educating that mm-hmm. schools are accustomed to doing, you guys have taken a completely different angle and have struck a nerve with some of these kids because of that angle. So I know that there are thousands of kids around the country that we can inspire and have a positive impact on by doing that. So yeah, that'll be the next phase of what we do, hopefully here within the next year.
I have to tell you, Matt, every time I speak with you and you share the things you have in the hopper and then now the things that have come to fruition from our last conversation, you are truly inspiring from the perspective of as an entrepreneur and how you are always looking to do more, do better, all of those things. But there's always that angle from you of how you can give back to these kids and the teachers and the schools and, you know, again, that create that win-win environment. And for you to be able to go in and get kids who maybe don't like reading because it's a chore for them, the books that sometimes the schools assign are more for girls than boys. And, you know, I mean, I've been down that road having two sons. And to create something where the kids all of a sudden get a spark and love of learning, I think are, and I mean, we could have another whole debate about this, but I think our overall school or academia in our country is more about taking tests than about the love of learning. And I think that's tragic because you have to learn every day. I know even at I'm going to be 56 in a couple of months, and you have to learn every day. Otherwise, right, you shrivel up and die and you become irrelevant. So if kids hate learning because they're not taught how, I think that's really, really dangerous, and that you're trying to ignite that energy of, oh my God, tell me more. Oh my God, can I read more? Again, this love of learning of topic and the comic books and all of these other things. I think it's amazing. And I'm inspired every time I talk to you. So I appreciate that as well. You give me that little oomph every time we chat.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be on, Connie, and just share a little bit. I love when we get a chance to talk. And, you know, my philosophy is this. Couple things. First off, if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll be taken care of. Totally. So I've tried to live my life that way, and in the process creating win-win situations in everything that I do, if at all possible. The other thing is that I look at our job. I've got a garden. I love to garden, a huge vegetable garden down the hill that right now is weeds because the season's about over for growing. But our job as a gardener is to sow the seed, to plant the seed. It's God's job to grow it.
Yeah.
And I just look at life in the same way. I'm never going to know what's going to happen with the majority of the seeds that we sow. And I'm not meant to know. But I do know that if you sow enough seeds, you will reap a harvest. And the harvest will be much bigger than the amount of seeds that you sowed. And so we are working on sowing a lot of seeds to the betterment of communities, to our country, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I chuckle every now and then because we're doing it all with a vending machine as the foundation for it all.
Crazy.
Which doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It works. It absolutely works, Matt. So, again, it is kind of a chuckle, right, that you're changing the world through a vending machine. Like, who would, right, if you would have said this to you, you know, 15 years ago, you would have been like, what drugs are you on, right?
Exactly, exactly.
This person's a crazy person. Everybody, I promise I will post Matt's, the ssvbusiness.com, so that anyone who is interested, please check it out. And I will also post the free ebook, the electronic book, ssvbusiness.com/AOFC. If you're driving, please don't worry, and please don't try to write it down. I will post it for you, so you will be able to find Matt, I promise. If you have questions for me or you need my help with anything as far as business or sales-related stuff, coaching, etc., please reach out to me directly at Connie@WhitmanAssoc.com. You know where to find me, and I promise I always respond to those emails. Matt, thank you again just for being such an awesome and again, inspiring guest for me. I hope everyone else was inspired as well.
Thanks for having me on, Connie, and God bless.
Yeah, back at you, and a true pleasure. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change and realize that it is possible and easier than we think. We need to change that statistic of 70% of Americans hating their job. That upsets me so much. You guys have been listening to Ignite Your Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Have an inspired week, everyone. Thanks.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.